I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Tonight, President Barack Obama unveils his plan for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The president is set a timetable that reverses the troop surge that he ordered in 2009. That could mean the withdrawal of some 30,000 American troops from Afghanistan by the end of next year. Whatever the details, the plan is unlikely to make everybody happy in Washington or in Kabul. Abbasi Nassimi is a longtime resident of Kabul. He was born and raised in the Afghan capital. He says there's a range of opinions there about a U.S. troop drawdown.
What I hear from my friends and what I hear from the people that I talk to here is that the Afghan government at this moment is not able to even hold for a month without the American support. They think that Americans are leaving prematurely because the Afghans were expecting the Americans to help them set up a government that is competent, a government that can deliver services to the citizens. But let's not forget that there are many people, especially in the South and especially where the conflict is concentrated, that they are going to be happy because when American troops leave their areas, there will be less night raids, there will be less fighting in general. So it depends whom are you talking to.
When you talk about people in the rural areas, let's talk about Helmand, especially Helmand province, which has been one of the hotbeds of the insurgency and of the fighting. And this is a place where you have gone back and forth several times from 2007. And I wonder the changes that you have seen in the province that has been so direly affected, and also whether or not the people there, I mean, you say that they'll be happy to get rid of some of the night raids, but I wonder if the fighting dwindles, if that means the Taliban will be on the ascent, and how people there feel about that.
When American forces came in, then the Taliban forces followed them. So there is fight because there is American forces in some areas. But in general, they have dramatically changed the scene. I mean, security-wise, there were less Taliban activity, and there were more government control there in those areas. But let's not forget that parallel with that, there were more civilian casualties in that.
What are the differences, though? I mean, what have you seen from, say, from about 2007 until now?
Physically, when I was traveling to Helmand in 2007, the airport was a mere unpaved runway. But now we have a standard runway in Helmand, and the government administration now owns nice buildings. And I mean, there has been millions of dollars spent in Helmand with the arrival of American forces. But let's not forget that there have been lots of civilian casualties because of the night raids and also this special forces operations that was one of the main factors that people started to hate Americans as invaders and as they were taking them as invaders.
So clearly they want security, but you're saying that the people of Helmand are upset about civilian casualties, about night raids. Do those things, though, loom larger in their minds and shape their opinions more than, for instance, having an airport, having a paved runway at the airport, having an infrastructure, and having forces that will attempt to beat back the Taliban?
Yes, of course. I think human loss is something that we cannot compensate with an airport or an airstrip or some building or some infrastructure. People have lost their brothers, their sisters, their children, and that was one of the main factors that widened this gap between the American forces and the civilians down there in Helmand. But nonetheless, those who enjoyed this infrastructure, this roads, these buildings, were also thinking positively towards the American forces.
Abbasi, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Kabul resident Abbasi Nassimi.